Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet, which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about good naturedness, good manners, and the blessings that good manners and good naturedness has in the hereafter and in the akhirat. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said, "The distinguishing feature of a believer is his good nature." Good nature is one of the distinctions of the believer, and it's very important. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also been reported to have said, "Verily, a servant will definitely reach high ranks and honorable stations in the hereafter through his good nature, even if he is weak in his worship." For example, say that a person doesn't, you know, have a lot of time to, perform recommended acts of worship, mustahabbat, and he suffices himself with his religious obligations and his wajibat. He stays away from the religious prohibitions and the muharramat. He doesn't really have time to, perform, recommended acts. He doesn't have time to, pray in the congregational prayers and these kind of things. If his morals, if his manners, if his if he has a good nature, and if his morals and his manners are good, he can still attain those high manazil and stations in the akhirat. In a similar way, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, the one with a good nature has the same reward as the one who fasts and prays during the night." Exactly the same thing, except the Prophet kind of elaborated on what he said in the previous hadith in a little bit more, in a more elaborate and detailed manner. Similarly, the Prophet has been reported to have said, "The most beloved and nearest to me on the day of resurrection will be the one who is most good-natured and the one who is most humble." And this makes sense because the Prophet himself was very good-natured and very humble. This is famous. His character and his manners were were exemplary, and he was known for these qualities even before he had attained the station of nubuwwat and prophethood. It's famous that he was known as as-sadiq and al-amin. He was known as the truthful person and as a trustworthy and loyal person, which are two of the dimensions of good-naturedness and husnul khulq. And finally, the Prophet has also been reported to have said, "The believers with the most perfect of faith are those who are the most good-natured." Right? Of course, we shouldn't take this to mean that, it's enough if we want to get to heaven and go to paradise, go to Jannat, it's enough for us to be good-natured and good-mannered and praying and all these kind of things are not necessary. Those have their own importance and their own place. But this doesn't mean that, good naturedness has no value. Both of them are equally value, and both of them have their own function as far as the acquisition of, worldly and otherworldly felicity and sa'adat are concerned. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the blessings of good naturedness in the hereafter, in the words of the Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد